from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Today's worst day on the web has got me going, should I not be impressed?
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I'm kind of impressed, even if it is terrifying.
Actually, I'm not even mad.
I read this and I went, is this a bad thing? A New Jersey man is facing animal cruelty charges.
Ah.
Again, let me finish.
I know where we're going here.
For allegedly beheading a seagull.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, that sounds like a little bit odd. But it was stealing his daughter's French fries. Okay. This seems like a tad bit of an overreaction. Police officers. Holy crap. Did I say Polif Ossifers? Good Lord.
I'll have to go to the tape.
Well, that's, I don't even know what to say about that one.
That's S-W-I-N-J.
Good Lord. Police said officers. Why is that not police officers said? Police said officers responded, okay, to an animal cruelty incident at Maury's Piers on Boardwalk Avenue on July 6th. And witnesses reported that Franklin Ziegler, decapitated a seagull with his bare hands. Okay. My first thought process is, dude's having a bad day, sitting down on the pier with his daughter, trying to enjoy the probably little coney dog and fries.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirty sea pigeon comes down, sea rats, tries to steal her fries, which, again, seagulls have like all the diseases in the world. Yeah. Them and pigeons.
Oh, they're awful creatures. Yes. But still, you know.
I mean, let he who has not cast an Alka-Seltzer throw the first stone. Okay. Right. You haven't done it?
I have not actually done
really?
That.
Really?
No.
I did.
This is also the same person that had multiple opportunities to put eye drops in somebody's cocktail as a bartender, but
didn't do it once.
And I never once spit in anybody's food either.
Coward.
I know it might be hard to believe that I have scruples, but
I am unscrupulous. I cannot be scrupled. But the, you know, the winged rat of the coast coming down and stealing your daughter's fries, I can imagine it can be quite enraging.
Well, yeah, sure.
Now, if they're saying decapitated, look, I can't believe I'm kind of like leaning towards this guy's side here. This is so wild. But do you know how you kill waterfowl after you shoot them?
Well, you break its neck.
Do you know how you do that?
I'm assuming, I don't think it's quite what this guy did.
Well, I mean, you don't like bend it over your knee kind of a deal.
Right.
You grab them by the head and you spin them around like a crank.
Okay.
I would imagine dude grabbed body with one hand, grabbed head with other, and just kind of whipped and snapped.
I think that's kind of what happened here.
That's what I'm thinking. And he probably did it in such a quick and like crazy manner that the old head went pop, which...
Well, still, you have to, listen, there's still a certain amount of force required to remove the head from the rest of the body.
I mean, what's the thing is, the decapitating here is put in quotes. Okay?
Well, yes.
So it's not like, it's not a clear decapitation. We're not like, you know, because we're not, the dude didn't like grab the knife out of the pocket and cut the head off of the bird on the table.
No, he ripped it off with his two bare hands.
Which, again, if you grab body with one hand, grab head with other, and you just flip and snap. Look, I'm just saying, it's like you could pull it halfway. Just saying. I love Danny acting like snapping an animal's neck isn't a weekly occurrence for him. That's on the Vancouver Ford text line. Look, I'm just saying, when you go hunting, it's, you know, it is what it is.
According to the probable cause statement for his arrest, Ziegler ripped the seagull's head off with his hands after it tried stealing French fries from his daughter.
I want to know if there's a... Because there is a line of demarcation here.
Witnesses reported Ziegler had asked Maury's peers' staff for a trash bag while holding the decapitated bird.
Okay. Did he rip it off fully? Was there 100% decapitation? Are we dangling?
I'm assuming if it's decapitated, you have rendered this bird into two separate parts.
Okay. It's again.
Because if it hadn't been, if it was still together, it would just be, you know, snap the bird's neck.
Well, no, I mean, you can tear it off and it's still like, you know, spine kind of like, you know, you can hang on by stuff.
We're really going to split these hairs?
Yes. Feathers. I'm just saying, like, look, all I'm saying is it's a lot easier to rip a bird's head off than you think it is. Seven things I've said on radio today that I never thought I'd say out loud.
Boy. Oh, man.
It is a day.
It really gets away from us sometimes when Dusty's not here to rein you in.
Yeah, it is a day today. I'm not taking this guy's side. I'm just asking the important questions, okay? Look, I'm not up for animal cruelty, but I think there's a sliding scale of animal cruelty. That's eight things.
Yeah.
God. There's a sliding scale of cruelty when it comes to different animals, okay? Like, is it animal cruelty if I step on a spider?
No.
Okay, so you get what I'm saying.
Because I think, oh God, what was it? It was it Shawshank? What was the movie where the guy was feeding his pet bird in his pocket maggots? Was that in Shawshank? Or was that the Birdman of Alcatraz? Anyway, there was one where PETA objected to it because they said it was cruel to the maggots.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
So like, look, if ripping the heads off animals, ripping the heads off a bear... Cute little cub, a llama, that's bad. Koala, no matter how many STDs it has, that's bad. Ripping the head off. Look, here's the other thing. I'm going to go fully the other way. Ripping the head off the seagull sent a clear message to all of the other seagulls. Okay?
This New Jersey man sends message to entire animal kingdom.
Look, we had gophers in my yard that were so egregious. I sat over the top of a gopher hole with a 40 caliber Glock and waited for it to stick his head up, and I blew his brains out. And then I left him there as a message to all of the other gophers.
Just so you know, I don't have enough content to fill the rest of this show by myself.
I didn't want to do a BB gun because I don't know how much it would kill it or not. Okay.
I was in fact trying to be humane about this.
I was legitimately because no. The gopher traps, the ones that kill them, they're like giant spikes.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm going to blow its head off. Okay. The 40 caliber round was as big as the gopher's head, basically. But I did leave it in the hole as a message to the rest of the gopher family of do not come up in my yard anymore. A message was sent.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Was it Braveheart where they had all the heads on
yes,
pikes?
Yes, that's exactly what I did. And I think our Jersey gentleman, Franklin, Frank, if we will.
I'm sure that guy is definitely Frank.
Frank here just went on like, hey, stay away from the fries, you flying rats.
Well, now after this, if he's connected at all, you know what his nickname is going to be? He's Frankie French Fries.
Ooh. There's got to be some bird double entendre we can go with here, right? Like, I'll work on that. There's something there. Franklin Ziegler. Yeah, it does sound kind of serial killish. What's his middle name? Franklin Delanor Ziegler.
Did they have it in there? Because usually in stuff like this where the guy gets arrested, they have his full name.
Right.
I don't know. All it says is Franklin Ziegler.
Yeah. Vancouver text line. What Daniel I thought was a gopher story is that this happened when he was 7. No, I was older, much, much older. They didn't let me handle the 40 cal until I was older. That's for sure. But yeah, I say I'm on Franklin Ziegler's side.
I mean,
I'm almost there.
Yeah, sure. You know what? I dare you to say you're on Franklin Ziegler's side.
Like, as if not in general, in this particular case, because what I have not gotten to
here's
is
the
that,
headline from New Jersey 105.1: public disgust for New Jersey man accused of beheading seagull at Jersey Shore.
I mean, Ziegler was initially arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest because he was irate and uncooperative with officers on an unrelated investigation.
Yeah.
See, that's what.
So the guy was already wanted, and then he goes out on the Jersey Shore and rips the head off a seagull.
This is how you get caught.
Yeah.
You're out on bail.
Are you taking notes?
Yeah. It's not the body that gets you, it's the bird body. Did you see how well he dressed that bird with his bare hands? I wonder if he's done that to a human body. God. Completely broke, Jeff. Yeah, there we go. I mean, I did say I may be on Franklin Ziegler's side. I'm just saying that might be you know, near the water. I really want to know what he was under arrest for otherwise, or being investigated for otherwise.
Right?
You know, it's...
I'm going to go with it wasn't jaywalking.
I can't commit to it. I can't commit to the bit. I'm not on his side, but I understand where he's coming from.
Hey, it's like the old Chris Rock bit. You know, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I'd have done it, but I understand.
But I understand. Next time, keep the bird head mildly attached and or under the table. Or have a trash bin relatively close.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go to the security employees
with the dead bird in your hand.
In two pieces.
Do you have a trash bag? I found this bird that I picked up with my bare hands. Did you rip its head off? Maybe.
What makes you ask that?
The blood running down both his hands. Do you have any Purell?
Maybe some bleach.
God. I need to clean up the table.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.